In the middle of the page, Yesoidze, this principle of drawing Hashem closer to us, Mizba'er b'mishnase shel Yehuda ben Teima, be'avois perek hei. A statement of Yehuda ben Teima, Yehi ratzoi melefonecho Hashem eleikeinu, she'yibone beis hamikdash b'mhera v'yameinu, that the beis hamikdash should be rebuilt, v'sein chelkeinu b'seir asecho. And of course we mentioned this at the conclusion of the Amidah. The beis hamikdash should be rebuilt and a portion in Torah. Hatana mekasher b'sfilah soi beis hamikdash v'chelkeinu b'Torah. The Tana obviously links in his tefillah these concepts, beis hamikdash and our particular portion, individual portion in Torah. Ve'odu yikdimes ha'tefillah al beis hamikdash. Furthermore, the tefillah for beis hamikdash comes before. Beis hamikdash mekom kirvasei zborach lo'ilameinu. That's the place of greatest closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to our world. It's the interface, so to speak, between that world and our world. V'inyan ha'korbanois lehachazik es kirvasei zborach. The concept of korban, as indicated by the root of the word, karav, is to maintain Hashem's closeness. The korbanos maintain Hashem in closeness to this world. We can understand this statement of Chazal. He gives the source there in the brackets. Bnei Yisrael didn't wish to build the second bais ad shuv techush izgalelem al yedeze ziva shel Torah shebalpe, until we're assured mishamayim that through the second Beis HaMikdash, the light of Torah Sheba'al Peh will shine. Hare shegilui haziv shel HaTorah talui gam ken beBeis HaMikdash. We see over there that this idea of the flowering of the Torah is dependent on Beis HaMikdash. Kim lo yichen, otherwise, lam hisnu es ha-binyan begilui haziv. Why did they make the willingness to build a binyan dependent on the revelation of Torah in that generation? That's as far as korbanos in Beis HaMikdash. For us, it's tefillah. Tefillah and korbanos in an echad lehem. We don't have Beis HaMikdash, but tefillah takes its place. Tefillah and korbanos have the same concept. Shneim mekarvim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu olamenu. They both draw HaKadosh Baruch Hu near to us, into our world. Lachen gilui chelkenu b'Torah, our portion in the Torah, to reveal that, be'ikef gadoil talui bevinyan Beis HaMikdash, to a large extent depends on the building of the Beis HaMikdash, ve'gilui das usvuna mipivis borach, what you spoke about in the previous session, the deeper levels, the greater levels of understanding, talui bisfilas yechid. It depends on tefillah. We said that was the prerequisite. Hu asher amanu, we said this above, matan tira ha'perati lechol echad, the individual matan tira for each person, doresh amal tira uvakashas rachamim gam yachad. It demands, of course, toil in tira, but you said that was like a prerequisite that one's davening should be accepted, and then the ma'ayan opens and one receives insight. Ata bo v'isbonem v'dvei go'in mufla. Come and see the words of this wondrous go'in, asher bevadai dvarim b'inyan ze nishmaim yose mikol dvei musar. His words here are remarkable. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, yeah? Ba'al ha-tumim, kosa v'yaroiz dvash ki dvarim eile. He's the author of many, many sforim, not just the tumim, but in yaroiz dvash, he writes as follows. Uvaduk umnose. This is tried and tested. Im yispalel adam shacharis ukiyaz shema bechavana. That if a person davens well in the morning, with kavana, sheboi bayom yizke lidvar mitzvah v'yetzlech v'yizkot, that in that day, his engagement in mitzvahs will be successful. Ve'af shelesha yachshev she'enu, even though it may not seem like that initially, b'sofo yimtza shekenu, he will find that it is so. Ve'in tzarech lomar sheyitzlech bo bayom v'torah, and that of course he will succeed in his learning that day, u'mitzvah goyeres mitzvah. Ve'chen leipuch, the same is true on the other side. Oili al shivri, he says, woe to me for my failure. Ve'eis she'en mispalu b'chavana karui, when I don't manage to daven properly, kol hayom en shmuasi b'torah mechuvenet, that entire day my learning in Torah is just not on par. Ukraim al bish, it's like patches, a patchwork, it's not smooth. Uleipuch, and the opposite, im ezak v'ashaveh al Hashem ikiris levavi bisfila, if I cry out to Hashem from the bottom of my heart, lechoineni de'a, to grant me knowledge, ki daloi si admoiz b'avonisa rabim, because I'm very impoverished, afu yerechem alai la'ir enai b'sirasei, then I find that feel is accepted and I have additional insight. Velachin am navoin vechacham. Therefore, he addresses himself to the nation. Al tumru ha de adif zeh mechaviroi. Don't say that Ploini is better than Almoini. because it's intellectually more gifted. Not so. It is a lie. Rak matas Hashem. It is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasher noichil tuvo v'chasdo HaKadol. Rov tevilam v'sachanonim. It comes in response to our pleading. Ve'ein lecha davar shemezakel adam lasig yeshrus hatira. Nothing gives a person straightness in Torah. Ulfanech matzpunim v'dakei yoyshe v'emes. And to resolve riddles in Torah in a straightforward way. Ela lispalel Hashem bedema. Other than davening to Hashem with tears, sheyashuv virachameu, that He should have mercy upon us, ki eil shemet tefilahu, He hears the tefilos, v'karoiv lechol kureav b'emes, as we say in Ashrei. This is in Yaris Dvash. Ein tzorech losif mashal devei goin. There's nothing to add to his words. V'dalanu mashe'id al atzmo. It's sufficient what he says about himself. Ki atzlachasoi lagia lishmo mechuvenes, that his success in sugyois, תלויה בספילה בחבונה קרוי מיקרוסופו. It dependent on his תפילה from the depth of his heart. ומה נפלא, the wondrous thing of it is, כי דafka goin כמו יש דafka such a genius as him, the Rabbi Yehonasan Abishitz, such a person with tremendous talent. הכריז כי גדלוס בתורה, he declared in this passage that greatness in Torah אינה תלויה בחישונוס, does not depend on talents. וחישקר ולחשב ככה, and it's a shaker. He said about שקר נחל הסם. But rather it depends on one's sincerity in davening. In the footnote, Dugma Chayal Mashakasav Yaris Dvash, a living example of what Rabbi Yohanan Ebershitz writes, Hinenu Mutzim B'Sefer Shi'urei Maran Rabbi Pesach Mikubin. We find in the Sefer about Rabbi Pesach Mikubin B'Sol Disav, in a section that gives a sketch of his life. B'Slutsk is Cholel Mifnei Agdol B'Chayav. The great turning point in his life happened when he was in Slutsk. עד עכשיו לא היה מאלה המצטיינים בגאונוס טורניס. Up to that point, he was certainly not remarkable for any intellectual abilities. והנה מעשה בנוכחות. Here's an event related. שכמה צורבים הישיבה, there were certainly young men in the yeshiva, הסנצחו בסוגיה מן הסוגיה. They were deliberating, discussing a סוגיה. וסוח כדי שק לבטאי, in the midst of this deliberation, discussion, השמיע רבי פסח מצידו הערה בלתי חשובה בנושא הנדון. רבי פסח מקובין made a comment that was not particularly scintillating in its brilliance. אשר תוכנה, the content of this comment, שהעיד כביכול על קוצר המסיק, that indicated a lack of ability, גרם לגיחוך בקרב הנוכחים, it caused a chuckle among those who were present, ששמעו את דבריו, those who heard his words, והעלו חיוך הסיף סיסם, it caused them to smile. Just short of contempt. Takris zei shavrei sucho shel Rabbi Pesach zatzal beofen mezazeh. This incident broke his heart in a shocking way. Hu yisyashev liad ha-gemara v'yisyapech bivchi. He sat by the Gemara and he just wept. V'ha mismagek b'dimois shalish ad shenidam, to the point where he fell asleep. U'v'chalomoi nisgale elav b'chizayoin. And then he dreamt. There was a vision that he had. Shemavtichim lo siyata d'ishmaya, that he's being assured of divine assistance. V'sheyizchazek beruchoi, that he should pull himself together. ויתחיל מעתה ללמוד בעיון החל ממסכת בבא קמא. And he should now start learning בעיון from בבא קמא. ויאור עיניו בתורה. There was an assurance that he will have clarity. והיא בהקיצוי, when he woke up, זכה אז דברי החלוים. He remembered what he dreamt, ותכף ומיד פוסח במשנסוי. He immediately began learning מתוך עיון נמרץ הדק היטב, in depth, והרגיש איך הוא חודר למעמקים. He felt how he's penetrating depth, ונעשה כמעיין הנויביה. And he was transformed into this wellspring. Mafli behegyonu anoykev vehabahir. He was remarkable for a logic that was just penetrating and clear. Veshifeh chidushei Torah lemachbir. Just tremendous wellsprings of novelty. Hu yismaser me'atah lishkidas haTorah b'mishne meritz. He devoted himself now to Torah with double energy. Toich yamim lo yirabim rachash lo bekiyus bavanei yisudis bishloshes abavus besed nezikim. Within a short time, he acquired bekiyus and fundamental understanding in the three bavas in nezikin. V'yishchil lefazoi me'otzros v'chol achayim, and then he started sharing with others. And he became able to share with others and to contribute to others. Back to the text. Hein betura utefila biyachad. It's through toil in Torah and tefillah together. Zeichei Adam, ki Hashem iten chokhmah mipiv das utubuna. That's when the individual earns this. That Hashem not just dispenses chokhmah, but from his mouth come das utubuna. Ad kan.